And there's a Jim in Texas. Are you there, Jim? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
You've done a wonderful job of describing what these same group of people have done to us over thousands of years, but you do not name them quite as much as you should. It's the same ethnic group that started in Egypt or even before Egypt, and how to control a country, how to dominate everything that transpires in the country. And it's the same ethnic group. It's the group that the Red Sea was parted for so they could escape, according to their terminology, okay?
You have it depends how you want to view something here. If you go back long before Egypt, you find the same systems existing in Sumer. And prior to Sumer, you had the Hurrian population. And before that, you've got the seven ages of previous ages in India, going back millions of years. And they always have front groups or front populations who don't know what their function is. It's no different from Britain in the 1700s. In the 1700s, the upper middle class of Britain really did believe that they were the chosen people. And these were not Jewish people. That's what you're referring to.
No, but they were infiltrated and controlled by the Jewish people since Cromwell. Hello, he let them back in. Once you let them in, they control. That's the name of the game.
The gold and the money was there long before Cromwell.
Yes, the gold and the money, but Longshanks threw them out in the 13th century.
Yeah, and then
he threw them out.
Then they always brought in the same money lenders. Look at the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church forbade anybody else to go in for usury, except Jews, because that took the heat off the kings and the queens that wanted taxation from money, and the Vatican itself, and all the heat was transferred to the guys themselves who handled the money, who were the Jews. It was a law that only the Jews could be tax collectors, even in Britain at one time.
Absolutely.
And that took the heat off the king and the queen.
Were thrown out of every country in Europe,
and it also
exactly the same thing. They control the royalty.
I've heard all this before, but the fact is, all these royalty and so on need the people with the money. All down through history they do this.
The people
and
with
they always
the money.
Have a front group who are willing to do it, and what you need is a particular species to hate.
I don't need to hate anybody. I need to state what a fact is a fact, regardless of whether you hate or love them.
How many Jews do you know who own banks?
There's a gazillion of them.
How many
out there
do
that
you
own
know?
Banks.
How many do you know personally who own banks?
How many recent chairmen of the Federal Reserve have been Jewish? It goes back to at least I know to 1955.
Yeah,
at least
and why do you think
Jewish.
Do you think they always pick a Jew for it?
Because they're the ones that control everything. That's why they pick a Jew for it. Hello?
Why they pick a Jew for is so people that you can hate them.
No, that I can hate them?
Sure,
I merely
could
state
pick
what
anybody
they do.
They wanted to pick. They could pick a Chinaman, for that matter, if they wanted
you're
to
using, you're using the Jewish argument against me, okay? The Jewish argument is that if I say anything in the slightest bit detrimental about a Jew, I hate him.
No, the thing is, all you will talk about is something you truly want to believe.
I want
you
to believe.
You cannot see that they will always give you a target for hundreds of years, if need be, and change the target to someone else when they want to, when it suits them.
How many other ethnic groups have been thrown out of every country in Europe? 79 countries. How many other ethnic groups have been thrown out of these countries?
Yeah, but you know the history's behind it.
No. Answer the question. Don't say, do you know?
Have you ever looked at the history behind it? Because the debt got so much at the royal court for borrowing. They'd rather kick them out than pay it off.
And who did they borrow from?
It's the same old scam.
Who? No,
the ones,
who
the did, only ones no. They were authorized by the Vatican to borrow from.
If you want to argue facts, you have to answer questions.
I'm
who
answering your question.
Did the royalty
but a person like you is never going to be satisfied until I agree with you.
No, I don't care if you agree with me or not. I'll let the listening audience. Who did the royalty borrow from?
Yeah. And who did the Vatican authorize the only people that you could borrow from to be?
Yeah, but you will not answer the question because the answer to the question...
I'm telling you to think for yourself.
No, I think for myself.
Uh-huh.
I think I've always thought for myself.
Why did the Vatican authorize one group of people to be the moneylenders for the whole of Europe?
Because they were the people with the money. They were the people that infiltrated the Vatican. Listen, the Catholic Church is controlled.
Okay, what we'll do here, I'm not going to go into your silly little game here.
We'll go on
to the next caller, because you'll go on about this forever rather than go into the fact that someone authorized a certain people to take the heat for a money system. For a money system. Okay. Okay. Now, I think that's what I mean about people who want to target someone simply to hate. It's no different in wartime when they suddenly make a person over the other side of the world your enemy. They demonize them, give you a whole bunch of history to justify it so you'll hate them, and it's much easier to go off and kill them. Personally, I will treat a person from any race, creed, background on a one-to-one basis. And to say it's the Jews or the British or the American is a very bigoted person. That's how a bigoted person thinks. It's not the anything. How many Jewish people actually own their own banks? Very few. And when you look who's behind them, there's very few too. Look at the histories of the Rothschilds. You think the Rothschild just walked into Britain, took over the Bank of England, and had strolls through the dark alleyways of London all in the Jack Todd? He'd have been killed right away. He was brought in by the elite to control the money of Britain. He was better at it. That's why it was done. And that's why he was left alone. The British nobility were fantastic. They had whole armies of assassins working for them, which they didn't hesitate to use. For one little guy to walk in and take over what seemed to be the wealth of the country and get away with it meant he had permission to do so. You have to think for yourself in this world. And thinking is the only way you'll come through. I also know there's organizations funded by the CIA which churn out books and books and books blaming the Jews. I know that for a fact, because they cater to every segment of society. And as long as we're all fighting each other, here's how it goes. The world is one massive whirlpool with a big hole at the bottom that's sucking us all down, and each person is grabbing the person next to them and choking them to death as you all go round and round in this whirlpool. You don't see the hole at the bottom, and that's what they want at the top. The elite at the top of every culture, every country, happens to be one giant club. One giant club that controls the finances and resources of the entire planet. They see themselves as a separate, more evolved species, a la Darwin, basically. Social Darwinism. And that goes for the top of the Japanese, the top of the Chinese, the top of every other culture. It's one giant club, and they believe they can interbreed with superior genes. And that's going to be the new elite for the future, as they do interbreed at the top. And all the old theories for the old age will go down that whirlpool where it belongs, and down the drain hole with all of the old stuff, which had served its purpose very well. That's where we are with it. Now, is there a... I think there's a Tony in Canada. Are you there, Tony?